church had been going through a difficult period of persecution. After Stephen was stoned to death for the faith back in Acts chapter 7, he is known as the first Christian martyr. We read in Acts chapter 8, verse 1, and Saul approved of Stephen's execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. This persecution went on for some time. But in Acts chapter 9, there was a season of peace in which the church was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. And I want to unpack this phrase in Acts 9:31, encouraged or comforted by the Holy Spirit. They were encouraged and comforted, strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Now, the first point we need to focus on is, who is the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is a person. We have to be clear that he's a person because we're persons. And if we're going to be encouraged, it will be by another person. First of all, we must clarify something about the Holy Spirit himself. He is a person. He has personality. This is one of the first things we need to learn about the Holy Spirit. He is not an impersonal force. He is not like the force of Star Wars, the Jedi. This is the person of God. He's a member of the Godhead.
go get a bottle of Hennessy and have my own party. Right? Misconception, y'all help me this morning, of who the Holy Spirit is. We judge him by the fact that we can't see him. We judge him by the fact that he's ranked third in the Godhead. We judge him by the fact that he's a spirit, meaning to us, impersonal. He's a force. He's non-personal, just like we do the baby in the womb, non-personal. jumps onto the track, passes through the security, pushes back the naysayers, ran alongside of his son, Derek, put his arms around him, and encouraged him to keep running, to keep moving. He puts his arms around his son's waist, encourages him to keep going. At 65,000 people in the stadium rose to their feet in applause. then what you can't see remains forever. So the real you is not your physical self that I'm seeing, that you see me. It's the person in the physical. That's the real you. That's called your soul, your psuche, your numas, your spirit. That's that thing that looks like God. That's where God made you alive to him through Christ by faith. The real you leaves the body, and the body is in a casket. But the strengthen us, O Lord.